We're also joined by Rodan Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hello, Scott.
Good morning, everyone.
Brandon Bell, I'm going to start with a basic question. Why did you want to be chairman of the Rodan Republican Party?
I thought it was time to step up. The party needed new leadership, and I looked around and said, you know, this is something I'd really like to do. I'm very passionate about the party and about politics in general. I've been involved since I was a kid, helping a congressman out in Indiana when I was out in college out there. And I think at this point in time, it was just it was a good time. I asked my wife if it was okay with her, who she's also an active member of the GOP, and she said it was okay. And I said, then you must not like me.
Oh, we're sure she does like you very much. One of the challenges facing Republicans is that it's difficult to get people to run for office. A lot of people don't want the personal scrutiny, not to mention taking time away from their job and their families. How do you plan to overcome that and field a more challenging slate of Republican legislative candidates?
I think it's all about the optimistic message, Ian. You know, once we get the word out that we're alive and well, we're the opposition party, but not only the opposition party, the party of opportunity. This state is in this position right now because of 70 years of one-party rule. There needs to be a vibrant two-party system. And once I get that message out, or we get that message out as a team, raise some money, we can get to the point where hopefully we can raise some of our numbers. And, you know, it's going to take time. Rome wasn't built in a day. And as President Reagan said, progress will be measured in inches and feet, not in miles.
Let's go to Scott.
I'm just wondering, do you have a favorite among the Republican field for president at this point?
Fortunately, I am not allowed to answer that question. As a member of the RNC, there are three of us, the National Committeeman, Steve Frias, National Committeewoman Leanne Senek, and myself as the chairman of the party. As the chairman, I'm supposed to maintain neutrality. Obviously, there are those that I like. I like the ones that are have an optimistic message. About opportunity, about enthusiastic work agendas, job growth, innovation. But at the same time, I want to attract them to come here on the way to New Hampshire or on the way out of New Hampshire. And I'm going to meet probably 10 of them in next week or a week and a half from now.
I'm just wondering, you and your other colleagues on the RNC nationally and here, how much heartburn is Donald Trump giving you right now?
Well, I just paused because I just had a little bit. It's a little bit of a he has a little bit of a tone problem. First, let me say this. John McCain is a war hero. That is by far and away a fact. There is no opinion there. I think Donald Trump is, while he might be well-intentioned, I think he's just got a little bit of a problem thinking before he speaks. And I think that I'm hoping that it's actually helping the rest of the deep bench, the rest of the field, to stay on message. And I think that Reagan's 11th commandment needs to be applied. And we saw what it did to Mitt Romney several years ago when someone said something bad about him.
And by that commandment, you mean do not criticize a fellow Republican.
And I think it's helping the other 15 stay on the same message or stay on message on their messages. But I think Donald Trump can handle himself. I think this will all play out. It'll be very interesting. It may be, I guess, a tad bit more excited to go to the debate in Cleveland as where our summer meeting will be held for the RNC. So I'm looking forward to it. But at this point in time, I certainly don't condone some of the negative messaging.
We're talking here with State Republican Chairman Brandon Bell. Brandon, what letter grade would you give Governor Gina Raimondo for her performance in office so far?
Well, I'd say probably a D. It's hard to give her a failing grade with such a short time in office. When I took the chairmanship at the end of March, I don't think I said one thing critical until this toll thing came out. Because it was such a ridiculous rollout and so unorganized. For someone who was so thoughtful about pension reform and took so much time to think it through, go through the studies, and then to roll out this truck toll program the way in which it was rolled out, it's really hard to give a passing grade at this point in time. So if it were pass-fail, I suppose it would be an F, but right now it's a D.
And that's based exclusively on the truck toll rollout. Anything else that you find particularly good or bad about Governor Raimondo's performance?
Well, I'm not impressed so far. We're not impressed so far with some of the campaign promises that she hasn't followed. For example, where's the growth of manufacturing jobs? Haven't seen that. That was a huge message of hers. Not impressed with the sort of the crisis. The way she's governing sort of by crisis. I mean, the closure of that bridge. We think there's a lot more to that. Is it politics or is it incompetence?
The bridge. You mean the Park Avenue
the
Bridge?
The Park Avenue Bridge. The only bridge.
You did you said the Republican Party was going to do a public records request to help Democratic Speaker Nicholas Mattiello find out what went on there. Have you found anything out?
We haven't received any records. We're in the process of investigating why we haven't received the records. And at this point in time, we have no further information except what's been reported by the news.
Has the shift to the right by the Republican Party nationally hurt the party's chances in New England? It seems like if you look around history, people like Link Almond, John Chafee, Ron Makeley, Claudine Schneider were very, very successful, more as moderate Republicans. We see Charlie Baker in Massachusetts, remarkably popular for a Republican and one of the most Democratic ocean cobalt blue states in the country.
Yeah, I think, we're Rhode Island Republicans. We're a different brand. New England is different. I would say we are a big tent party. It's very unfair to compare us to some of these deep red states. I've talked to some of my colleague chairs out in those states. They have the same kind of problems in terms of their factions within their government and within their assemblies and, you know, between the governor and the assemblies. But I consider us the big tent, John Chafee Republicans. And at the end of the day, there's room for all of us. There's room for disagreement. There's room for the right. There's room for those that are a bit more moderate. The libertarians fall into that category in many instances. And I would just suggest that we're open for business. We're very open to different thoughts, and we're very respectful of one another, at least under my leadership thus far, because at the end of the day, that's the only way we're going to build this party.
Cranston Mayor Alan Fung was Rhode Island Republican's gubernatorial candidate in 2014. Do you expect him to be the party's candidate for governor again in 2018?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I certainly would love to see that. But at this point in time, I could say that we're focused on 2016. We're focused on growing in the General Assembly. There are no, as you know, state office races in 16. So that's where our focus is. And from the assembly down to local offices, getting Republicans elected.
You do have congressional elections. Any chance given the huge increase that we see in incumbent re-elections, is there any chance of knocking off either of our Democratic representatives, do you think?
It's hard to say. At this point in time, I'm focused on the General Assembly. I would suggest that there should be a way in which we can win in CD1 with David Cicilline. But at this point in time, we're really focused on the state elections, and those races will both be run in 2016.
And before we go, all 11 Republican state representatives voted for Democratic Governor Gina Raimondo's budget this year. What did you make of that, Brandon? Did you support the budget as well from your perspective?
Well, from my perspective, I commend the GOP and our House caucus in particularly for some of the ideas that were really GOP ideas, like the elimination of the Social Security income tax, the elimination of the tax on commercial utilities. There are certain things that we're not very happy with. It's like the minimum that we could tolerate, in my view. There have been worse budgets. It's just the minimum that we could tolerate. And I think that the tourist tax is horrible, and the tax care on health and tax on health insurance is just brutal. And I think it's non-business friendly. And I think that our caucus looked at it from the perspective of the Social Security and some of the other good things that were in there, because it wasn't all horrible, but the least that we could tolerate.
We're out of time, so we have to sign off. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Thank you.
And State Republican Chairman Brandon Bell.
Thank you so much for having me.